This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Phils tonight. He got us all the way to six.
Boo!
That's all right. Gonna have movie night at home tonight.
Oh, what are you watching?
I think that comedy with that guy that I like from that show.
Nailed it.
I'll look at
him. I know exactly
I think
what
you should leave
about.
Guy.
Oh, Tim Robinson?
Yeah, he's got a...
I heard it was funny.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Online at marks-jewelers.com. A new one. Let's see where your predicting is on this one, Ike. Do you appreciate Elliot Shore Park's training camp stats, yes or no? That is the Twitter question. What do you think the response is?
Do you appreciate Elliot Shore stats? Well, they should appreciate them.
I think so.
Yeah. This question has been asked 3 years ago. I think it would have been different. I think today more people are accepting of Elliot stats and secretly look forward to them.
Yeah.
So I'll say this is closer to a 50-50. Let's go 55% in the negative way, but I still consider that a victory for Elliot.
Very close. 52% no.
Okay. Oh,
but
there
it is
you go.
A big,
I knew it. Yeah.
I think my position on them is it's better to have them than not to have them.
Of course.
They're interesting and fun, and if they're really bad, it's certainly worth
taking a look at. Something to talk about.
Yeah. I love training camps. Otherwise, what the hell would we talk? Like, I think the best point he makes is, would you rather I show up and say, boy, Jalen looked good? Or would you rather I say he was 15 of 17?
Yep.
I would rather see the stats.
Totally agree.
Relax, J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Have a little fun.
It's okay, J.J.
It's okay.
But please respond to the tweet, because
yes.
It would be funny.
You would love to.
And we'd
like
to see Elliot squirm.
Yes, I would love to see. I think Elliot would stand up to J.J. Watt.
I think he would, too. So I hope
I would hope he wouldn't.
Now, not stand up like, you know, that he's go up and say hi to him.
You mean stand up to him as long as they're still on Twitter?
Yeah,
yes.
Twitter, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like
yes.
With Howard and Cole Beasley.
Yes, yes. Let's get to the top five, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, shockingly, a lot has happened WIP related in the last 24 hours, enough to make a top five out of, and
really?
Actually enough to make more than a top five out of.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always watching.
I don't think anything's happened.
Well, you don't know me.
Okay.
Number five, the fifth best WIP related thing that's happened in the last day is, yes, like we talked about earlier, the golf video that they've been begging for in the morning show is out, and the reaction is the exact opposite of what I believe Joe DeCamera thought he was going to get out of it.
Yep, yep.
He's like, oh, Jack, big fat loser, blah, 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 blah. You know? It's been a lot of, boy, Joe seems miserable to play golf with.
Yeah, he was annoying.
Which he was.
Which we said that week. I said he was annoying. I said he took 7 practice shots for every shot he took. He kept asking, you line 3? You line 4? You line, what, line 5? You're arguing with Ike about what that meant.
I know.
You know? And now the video's out. What do you have left, Joe? He's got nothing left.
The wind is currently out of the sails. Now, also...
Yeah.
He started laying the groundwork of possibly not running this morning in the running challenge. Here's the audio.
What you're saying mean? You're not going to use the injury as an excuse.
I won't use it as an excuse.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I'll put on the table that is possible,
no.
If I'm up 2-1, I may rest my starters in game 4 when it's running.
No.
What does that mean?
It means you might not
get... So you're going to back out of running.
I'm saying you may not get my greatest effort in running because I might want to...
So that's what they're saying.
No, no, no. They're saying a 2-1. Well, I say the competition's
over.
Yeah,
he shuts it down.
If
I'm up to...
If you go in lackadaisically...
So you're saying you would basically hand it to Jeff.
It's possible.
But that's no fun.
I know it's no fun, but I also have to make sure that I have enough in the tank for game 5.
Self-preservation.
Then why wouldn't Jack just punt on tennis?
Well, I'm not punting anything.
Yeah, I know, but like that's against the competitive nature of what we're doing.
Hey, the camera.
Yeah.
Let me just this out here for you.
Yes. Yes.
This isn't completely about you and Jack. We, as listeners of the stations and fans of the station, and of you too, we are invested in this.
Yes.
So you basically announcing that you may tank or throw one of the events and not even give full effort. Well, how do you expect us to show up and support that?
Right. It's ridiculous.
So if I'm Rod, Rod needs to end that nonsense immediately. Because what do you think the listeners who are completely invested in this are thinking about this? It ruins
something's fishy.
Yes, it ruins the spirit of the competition of what we're doing.
And if you can't run, how are you going to play tennis running side to side? Like it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't...
You called this out perfectly, man.
Yeah,
you called this out perfectly. He's trying to throw, or he's trying to win the tennis one, and then not compete in the running event. Or, well, now we've embarrassed him. He won't do the whole
shut it down
completely up 2-1.
And
he might be saving up because he thinks he can beat Jack in basketball.
I want to hear from the doctor. I want to hear from the doctor.
We do need to find the doctor.
Yeah, yes. I want to hear from the doctor.
Come on, Joe D.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud. And whole thing that he's been gentleman lately.
And
the
Fritz
whole time.
Took all the heat and scrutiny that came with losing the golf event.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't enough just to get ripped for 2 weeks in the morning show. Now an investigation to get the video out.
To get the video out. Yeah. Exactly.
Meanwhile, we've dropped the baseball. We've dropped that he could barely run to first like with his groin out. We've dropped that he hit 3 soft ground balls the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, we've dropped all of that. And they're still talking about the golf.
Now, I'm disappointed in Joe.
Yeah. Now, by the way, I do appreciate the bulldog in this. From Devin Katie.
Scoops yes. on top of it.
Yeah, well, listen, she's really an afternoon show. Like, come on. I mean, you heard that.
Yeah.
That was like she was sticking up for the entire show.
Well, you know what? In one part, it sounded like she was disappointed in him.
Well, yeah, because he's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's a fraud. And you know what? That, like, they were all so against him, aside from Rhea, going into this. And then he won golf, and Drifter James jumped up. He's like, oh, you won, Joe, you won. You know, like everybody's on his side now. Well, now you boarded his boat, and now you're going to have to sink with it.
What are the lifeboats? Get the lifeboats.
Yeah, get the lifeboats.
No, never mind.
Yeah.
The fourth best WIP related thing in the last day is Rod told me he got 50 plus emails from listeners asking for us to be a training camp.
Are we a training camp?
And we're still not a training camp. So you know what that means?
Rod.like.
More emails.
Yes. Yeah. Like, again, if we're doing champ camp and the morning show is going to be a training camp and the midday show is going to be a training camp and the afternoon show was not there once last year to interview players, you would think the big dogs on the station would at least be there once. And if you want to show your support from the WIP afternoon show, all I'm saying is I'm not going to give out Rod's email address again. I will not do that. But I will say that my email address is spike.eskin@odyssey.com, and all of our email addresses are the same, and his name is Rod Lakin.
Right. And we are one day away from calling Champ Camp Chump Camp.
Yes. All right? I'll call it Chump Camp.
All day.
Yep.
Yeah. Doesn't matter to me.
Yep.
All right. The third best WIP-related thing that has happened in the last day is Joe DeCamera's not the only one injured around here.
Oh, God.
We have a new Ike injury.
Oh, this no. Time, is there?
I mean, when the knee was in the past, now he's apparently got a bone spur in the foot.
Really?
What? This guy played 3 rounds of golf, clearly got ahead of himself, and now he's dealing.
Running out to third base. Yeah. You have a bone spur in your foot?
That's a good point. I think I may have done it. Yeah.
Really?
I didn't rest and recover long enough.
Oh, no.
Yeah. something going on in the left foot.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Man. Is it Liz again? Or is Liz back?
No,
or no,
it's not the Liz, Frank, but it's in
could be, what's it called? Plantar fasciitis?
That's what I'm thinking.
Where is it?
It's in the but it's not the heel, so it's
in between the heel,
well,
or is it in the front?
It's where I'm walk, where you walk and you bend your
the
foot.
The ball of your foot.
The ball of the foot, yeah.
Mm. Is that like athlete's foot?
No. Athlete's foot is like a fungus.
Yeah.
Moron. You're so stupid.
He's bad all the way around, man.
Dude, athlete's foot's a fungus?
Yes.
Ew, dude. That's gross.
You weren't an athlete.
Yeah,
I never had athlete's foot.
Okay.
Yeah, but you would have heard of it.
I heard of
I've
it.
I've never had athlete's foot either, but I know what it is.
I know what ringworm is.
But okay.
That happens in wrestling.
Yes.
What, wingworms?
Ringworm, yeah. Gets on the. They always have to wash the mats down.
All right. We go to the next thing.
So Ike's injured again.
Yeah.
The second best WIP-related thing in the last day is, no one knows this besides the five people in our meeting, but Spike found his iPad right before the show.
Yeah.
This guy, you would have acted like the whole show is going to fall apart.
I thought it was. I thought we were in trouble today.
He was sitting there just talking under his breath. Where's my iPad? And where can my... It was unbelievable.
Well,
you could not lock in without the iPad.
I haven't forgotten my iPad since maybe the second month of the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what I have is I have this entire document with what we're going to do where all our sponsorships are, when we're going to use sound, all that kind of stuff. I have it right in front of me. And if I don't have my binky, my little iPad.
Hey, man, I understand.
You know, I just, yeah. I like to know where everything is laid yeah. out. Right there in front of me. Justin can tell you there's a lot on that document.
I know, but Justin also couldn't believe that you're still talking about the iPad 10 minutes
well,
into the meeting.
I don't want to have my laptop in front of me. I just like having the iPad right there. I was very worried, but I left
it in
the
studio. He has a nice little setup.
Yeah.
He needs a setup.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Yeah, I like things where they are, you know?
No, I know.
That's why I'm so bad at remotes, because everything's in a different place.
I know.
You know?
I know. But the number one best WIP-related thing that happened the last day is easily this photo of TK next to Hugh Douglas and Jordan Mailata.
Oh, can you post on our Twitter? So
yeah, I mean, it looks like Jordan Mailata could eat Tom Kelly.
He looks like he's twice his height.
Yeah. Like, Tom could fit like in Jordan Mailata's body.
Oh, he definitely could.
Easily. It yeah. almost looks like Hugh could fit in.
Well, the most amazing thing about that picture is Hugh Douglas is standing next to Jordan Mailata. Mm-hmm. Hugh Douglas was defensive end, is still a very big person. And Jordan Mailata makes him look like a tiny little baby.
Yes.
So Tom Kelly looks like a tiny little baby next to Hugh, so you could imagine Tom
Kelly. Like a newborn baby.
Yes, next to Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata is one of the biggest humans I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He is pro wrestler size, you know, as we talk about Hulk Hogan today.
Yep.
But yeah, TK, I mean, they got to give him stilts or something.
Exactly. And it was revealed on the overnight show the other night with him and Buzz. They did the height contest or whatever.
Okay. And Buzz is taller.
Buzz is, yeah, he's taller, 100%. Yeah. But TK listed at 5'5".
What have we thought he was?
He always tries to claim like 5'6 and above.
Oh,
so
he's five.
The official height of TK.
And by the way, is that with shoes or without shoes?
That's without shoes, I believe.
Okay, all right. Because Ike, we have the little measuring thing over here.
Yeah.
And Ike was like, "You're over 6 feet." And I'm like, "I'm wearing shoes." So
there you go.
So now I'm only, you know, 5'6". No.
5'10
and a half.
Yep, 5'10 and a half. My
there
bad.
You go. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with their big summer sale. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Oh, first time we've heard from Herb this week. Herb from the Northeast. You're on WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Every time I try to call, there's a problem with you. I just was on 95 between Cotman and Allegheny. I don't know what was going on. I couldn't even hear you. It was static, and all that stuff. But anyway, let me ask you something, Spike.
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah. What's his name? Elias Shore Parks.
Yes.
He's on every day, whatever. He's, you know, he talks a lot. He does a lot of talking. Did the Eagles give him a ring or something?
No.
He didn't get no ring.
Okay. Well, we don't know that for a fact.
He didn't get a ring. Just kidding. Yeah, we're stopping that right now. He didn't get a ring.
But, yeah, we need to make sure that because he talks.
As if he's on the team.
Like you said, Ike. Yo, Ike.
Yes.
When they put the pads on, then we're going to know who's going to do what they got to do. Okay? Mm-hmm. Number one, you don't hit the quarterback in practice. They all know that. That's why they're wearing red. When we got three exhibition games, that's when we'll know how the defense is. I'm not worried about the offense. It's the same guys, the same offensive line. The idea is everybody's got to stay healthy, eat the right food between now and September 4th, and then we go on 1 week at a time. We know... Okay, the defense, we will have to see how people cover different players, wide receiver, tight end, down the field, how they're going to come up and the guy runs the ball, who's coming up to, you know, hit the runner, okay? If the D-line misses, somebody's got to be there, either the safety or the back's got to be there, linebacker. Got to be there to make the hit. That's all. We know all about this. This is just another year, okay?
Yep.
These guys are professional football players, okay? They're getting paid big money. They know what the deal is. The guys that are now coming around that are 24, 25, Carter, and what's his name? Okay? They're finally learning.
Davis.
Okay, instead of eating steak 5 to 7 days a week, I'm going to cut back and lose that 10 or 15 pounds.
That's a lot of red
meat.
And
I'm going to eat chicken and pasta and lobster and shrimp, like, you know, what they're serving down at NovaCare. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying, brother?
I know what you're saying.
Herb, yeah, you a good
you
chef?
Know.
What do you
I
make?
Know you know,
oh, you're talking about Spike.
Yeah,
yes,
Spike. Herb. The other people, do they know?
Herb,
you know?
Let me ask you something. You obviously cook for yourself. Are you a good chef? What do you make for yourself? For like, what's a Herb dinner look like?
I don't make. I make what I buy chicken for $7.99, and if I'm not working at the Wells Fargo, I can eat that chicken in 3 days. You know what I mean? Three servings.
Okay, and what do you have with the chicken?
Now you must be buying a bucket of chicken.
I don't buy that fried chicken. I buy everything's roasted.
The rotisserie chicken.
Broiled chicken. I don't buy no fried chicken.
Yeah. Slow down. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, relax.
No, it's good. It's better. It's better.
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Broiled. He knows. Yep. Right
yeah.
from ShopRite or right from
yeah, it's rotisserie.
Giant's got good chicken. Giant's
any other grocery stores you want to? And what do you?
Acme's got
there you go. Yeah. Wegmans. Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah. What
I
do you?
Made a nice salad last time.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
What's on a Herb salad?
I had a whole cucumber. Okay.
Did you slice it up first?
No, he took it all at once.
Four celery stalks and four carrot stalks.
Whoa, that sounds like a lot.
Of all sticks, time. Man.
Yeah, holy moly.
And I had...
You lube it up first, or...
God. Everything is hard.
I had cranberries and sunflower seeds mixed in for
wow.
the bags.
Well, you use...
bags that you buy at Yam Dog.
Yeah, you have and a little kale there, or you used lettuce?
Honey French. No, I don't need no lettuce. Forget about the lettuce.
In a salad, yeah, don't need it.
So it was a full cucumber, stalks of carrots, cranberries, and sunflower seeds.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was in Detroit. Did I show you the pictures?
You stop at Coney Island?
Did you see that 14-ounce veal chop that I had on the bone?
Ooh.
You saved the bone?
I got pictures. Are you going to be at Chicken and Pete's tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, I'll show you the pictures of that bone with the meat on it. Yeah.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
6 hours this is classic.
He just keeps going.
MGM Grand in Detroit.
You ever eat a banana for breakfast?
Yeah, I eat bananas. I got a banana right here in the car.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
He was whacking that thing.
Man, my doctor went to see the heart doctor yesterday.
That's good.
He said,
"Is that why you had the salad? Yeah,
you can eat cereal in the morning, but don't eat a lot."
Yeah, cereal's not that good for you.
He says it's better if you eat the
eggs,
oatmeal.
Yes, oatmeal is better for
hot
you.
Hot cereal.
Yeah,
try grits. Oatmeal. Grits are better than oatmeal.
Yeah, I don't eat grits.
Why not?
Come on.
I know you do because you like that southern thing, man.
He's from Ohio.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Southern. Yeah,
he's from Ohio.
I know he's from Ohio. Yeah. I know about him.
All right.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm afraid
to go
any further.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
Mike, I'm down to 225.
Oh, you're losing weight too?
I'm down 225.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Is that with 1 foot on the scale?
Sit down, 225, Spiko.
How'd you get down to 225 so fast?
I'm down to 225, and I'm pushing for another 20 by the end of the year, bro.
Wow. 205?
I'm working bicep, tricep, and wrist. I ain't worried about my back.
You're working your wrist?
I'm worried about my shoulders. That's what I'm worried about. I'm going to get the shoulders back.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Jack Fritz, when's that next event going on?
Tuesday at noon at FDR. Can you make it?
Tuesday, FDR. FDR, yeah. And you're playing what, tennis?
Yep.
Yeah, tennis.
Yeah, if I don't have to work, because I'm working with the executives tomorrow, from the Wells Fargo, I got to take them down to Comcast. So we're off the next up, and we don't go back to work till the 7th. So
that's good to know.
I'll make that. I want to see this. I want to see this.
Yeah, this is one. You don't want to miss this one.
That number three victory. That number was it?
Two victory.
Yes, number two.
Herb, what do you think of Joe Camerato saying that he has a groin injury and he got a needle in his groin?
A needle in his groin.
Took a needle in the ass.
What do you need? Oh, he got a groin pull. That's what. Yeah. He got some kind of groin pull. That's what it is.
Yeah, he said he got
or
a needle
hamstring.
In his groin.
He might have a hamstring, and they shot a needle down in there.
Yeah. So, you ever have that happen?
I had hamstrings. Yeah, hamstring a couple times.
Well, we all have hamstrings. I mean, you had a pulled hamstring?
Yeah, pulled hamstring.
And did you have to get a needle in it?
You have to wait to take painkillers and sit in the pool, hot tub, and all that. And it takes a good month to, clear up.
Yeah. Wow.
1 to 5 weeks. If it's a bad, some guys have to have surgery.
Yeah.
Hamstrings. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Some guys, they pull it. Because a lot of these football players all got big legs.
They do.
That's right.
All got big legs, and you can tell by the muscle. Look at the muscle.
How else could you tell?
The back of their foot. you see how big their calves are. A lot of them got big calves, especially those linemen.
Uh-oh. Now I'm awake!
Ike's got skinny calves. He knows
That's
what
right.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, Ike Reese knows what you're talking about.
What does that say about me? He said,
yeah,
I've seen
them calves.
Now, not
Trotter
impressive.
Was a little bigger. Trotter Senior was a little bigger. He had some big legs.
Hey, Herb, have you ever checked out my calves?
Look, I look at your face and I know you ain't got nothing.
Oh, let me tell you something, Herb.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
First of all,
show me what you got tomorrow.
Let me tell you, Herb. We have this Jack versus Joe athletic competition. I will take you down. I'll take you and your full cucumber.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Get a good laugh.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right, Herb.
I'll see you boys tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, Herb.
Great to see you.
Yeah, that was an all-timer.
The best.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, salad. No lettuce.
No lettuce.
Cucumber.
Full cucumber.
Full stalks of celery and full carrots.
Yeah, four full carrots.
And cranberries and sunflower seeds.
Yeah, and then French honey mustard, I believe, was the dressing. Yeah.
Eating this out of the rotisserie chicken out of the bag.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What do you think his apartment looks like?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Did you see Seven?
Yep.
Is that the Brad Pitt one or the Will Smith one?
The Brad Pitt one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Right, what's in the box?
Yeah. Yes. Right. But like when they go.
The deadly sin to the gluttony.
Yeah. Yes. That is what the. I'm just saying.
I know exactly what
there's
you're
probably
talking about.
Some unwashed dishes and.
It's definitely unwashed dishes.
Are you kidding me?
He's a microwave guy, too.
Yes. Yeah. And that. You
imagine what his microwave looks like.
Yeah. I was going to say that microwave has splattered.
It's never been cleaned.
No. Are you cleaned? You kidding me? Oh, my God. All right. So coming up next, we have Joe DeCamera's tennis coach. So we can.
Is
it his real tennis coach?
Allegedly. Right.
Wow. We'll talk to Joe DeCamera's tennis coach next.
Bring Jack's tennis coach on.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's Justin.
We're going to be hitting around balls after the show.
All right. Yeah. Don't hurt yourself.
No, I'll be fine.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.